Swimming
the
swimming pool ever again.
Yo, fuck that neighborhood.
Judith is doing a movie with Ryan Reynolds.
What?
Yeah.
What's it gonna be about?
Like, I sent it to you.
Oh.
Instagram.
Oh, God. I saw the videos. I didn't check any of them yet, though. I meant to watch them when I got back on the bus, and then they got wrapped up because
yeah,
now I'm like hypersensitive about people that are around me.
Imaginary friends.
Oh shit! I'm
so
in already.
Judith, mm-hmm. See, I got magical powers from her, and she sees.
Is he one of them?
No.
He plays the dad or something. That's got to be his role. He's either one of the imaginary people. He plays the dad, something like that. He's wild, bro. I love him, though. He's a funny motherfucker, Ryan Reynolds. His delivery is fantastic. When he chooses to go to deadpan, like...
I have my own. Where are you, anyway?
And if... I had the idea for this movie about 7 years ago. I wanted to do a movie...
Oh, shit. It's the cat from the show that I watched. In the office.
Friend, got it.
That's what's his name?
This is a movie that John and I have been talking about for years now. Something that feels a bit like a live-action Pixar film.
It looks like a live-action Pixar film, yeah.
Going through an experience in her life that is troubling, and as a coping mechanism, she
good for you,
to see
kids. Make
every
that
single person's imaginary friend. All the ones that have been left behind by the kid who created them and grown up. And what does she do with that superpower? You could save all of us. The man upstairs is a de facto accomplice for B, and they strike up a pretty unexpected friendship.
Basically.
Kid creates an invisible if.
In the middle of it is an act of imagination.
I've seen her in some things. She's good.
She's the witch in,
they got him good.
She's the witch in Two
Blacks. Oh, shit.
I know for a fact I will never get a better cast than this. And playing imaginary friends, we have Steve Carell, Matt Damon, John Stewart, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Emily Blunt, Maya Rudolph, Sam Rockwell, Louis Gossett Jr., Sebastian Maniscalco,
that's
Chris
tough.
Malonen, Richard Jenkins, and Awkwafina.
I know some of those people, but I'm fucking in, dude. This shit looks kind of cool. The kids are gonna love this.
For our hopes, dreams, ambitions.
It's fun. It's heartwarming.
Plus, I want to see what she's going to do now that she's not running around with a sword and killing people and shit. Which, by the way, what a hell of a way to make your entrance into an acting career, slicing up zombies.
Fuck yeah, playing Judith Grimes.
That's hard as fuck,
yo,
though.
That's...
If you could choose to get into the movies or TV, that's the fucking way to do it. Because then you could do anything. You could do action, you could do this cutesy shit that she's doing. And plus, everybody is like, oh, look how cute that kid is cutting up the zombies. I better put her in something. She's going to be big time, man. Like the fucking Raiders tonight. Holy shit snacks, dude.
I think she can be a big Carl.
Yeah. Definitely.
And Carl didn't have to work for years.
Bro, good for him.
He made his thing. From fucking like 7 or 8.
Ain't he about to be in something, though?
Yeah. Tampa, I think is the name of the movie.
I'll give it a watch if he's in it and see what he's doing, too. I like that kid. Carl! Just for that alone.
We're going to be up. The season's almost at the beginning again.
Oh, shit.
So Carl's coming back.
Carl!
I love Carl. I love listening to her. Carl!
That shit kills me. It really does. It sucks that the Punisher was such an asshole. Because I would like him to come back, but not in this show. You know, in other shows, I see him. He's the shit in everything, that guy.
Yeah, he is.
He's a bad motherfucker. I don't know if you know his stories. He was all in the streets fighting people and shit all the time.
Did he go to prison or something?
Almost killed a dude. He got into a fight with a guy. And he knocked him out, and he was in the hospital, and the cops were like, if this guy does not wake up, you're going to fucking prison, Cat. And he said, I said the guy is sitting in the fucking hospital waiting to be arrested. If you pull this motherfucker through, I swear to God, I'll change my life around. And the guy pulled through, and he was like, oh, shit. I guess I got to cash in on that. Like, I actually got to do it. So whether you believe in God or not, sometimes thinking that, oh, look at this motherfucker, bro. Shut up.
It's not even halftime.
It's not, right?
We have 3 minutes left.
Shut the fuck up.
Look, 3 minutes.
Bro, this game might break.
3 minutes and 50 seconds on the clock. Second quarter.
This is crazy. You know what? They deserve it, though, dude. The Raiders need a couple of wins, goddammit. They've been playing.
Well, the Rams are 5-8, and the Raiders are 5-8.
Chargers, but yeah.
Chargers, Rams.
The Chargers were looking good, though, for a minute, but they can't hold on to the ball. In the last four games that they've played, they've turned the ball over seven times. Seven. That's a lot, man. That's Jets numbers right there. Look at this shit, bro. They're going to be a problem next year. The Raiders will be a problem next year. As long as they keep that fucking white devil on defense, whoever that guy is, I don't know his fucking
that
name.
White devil.
You know, he's bleeding right now. The motherfucker won't get out of the game. He just had surgery a couple weeks ago. I don't even think he's supposed to be playing yet. And this savage bastard's breaking his legs playing out there right now. Because he's in on every fucking snap all season. Like, he's one of those sick fucks that he wants to push everybody on the team to do the best they could do. And they're not going to listen to you if you're not out there grinding with them. Bro, this is crazy. Look. Oh, shit. It's almost dropped here. Let's see if they can do anything. Because I'll wait for halftime to tell my story unless nothing's going on here. But I have a, like, I don't count the Chargers out, dude. They have the potential to be dangerous. I'm not saying that they're going to come back in this game, but they could. If they held on to the ball and they keep doing the shit they've been doing, like, they were. I'm pretty sure this is the most points that they've given up in majority of the games they played this year. I think they said earlier they haven't given up more than 14 points in the first half this season until, like, right now. I could be wrong. Don't quote me, man. There he is, the fucking white devil with the tattoos on his arm. I don't know his name. What is it, 98? That motherfucker right there. Look, bro, it's not worth it. Alright, so it's not my phone. Jeff's service is off tonight. Unsportsmanlike conduct. Which way's it going on? 7? Chargers. Crosby, that's his. Oh.
What?
Because of the way that he tackled them down on the ground, it's flagrant. It is flagrant, though. He basically, like, threw him and he was talking shit. Watch. You see how he just did that? Like, he stripped. You can't. And he kicked him, dude. You can't do that.
Be careful with that. That's the stuff that was laying out.
Oh. What, this?
Mystery weed.
Oh, shit. This is the mystery weed?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh, now I taste it, yeah. That was a brave pull I just did. I shouldn't have did that. I got lucky. Ooh. Bro.
Ran out of glue. From my teeth.
Wow. What, right now?
No, I used the rest of it.
See what I'm saying? They got the potential to move. They can hold on to the fucking ball, bro. I'll get you some more. Ugh. You a brave soul. I couldn't do what you do.
Alright, remember how the chick that got her teeth removed and got the partial? She fixed her teeth so she could eat more.
Right.
The partial?
No, boy.
It's for eating.
What the fuck is it for? Vanity? That's it?
Yeah, she went to another dentist and they were like, you know, they like completely, like, they fixed it for her to where, like, she could say, fuck no, her teeth aren't gonna fly.
Nice. I was gonna say, if I went to another dentist and they were like, bro, they fucked your whole mouth up, I would cry. Right there. I'd be like, don't tell me that.
But the dentist that she went to get this done, the first one,
knew.
100% knew that she fucking, like, was doing this so she could eat more.
Right, not just because, like, I don't want to look like a head with no teeth. I want to use them. Yeah, I don't know what veneers are, but I have been hearing a lot about...
They go over your teeth.
Right, so you can't... That's for, like, look, right? That's not...
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what they gave her, like, one of those instead of, like, real ones.
I could have did that with the top, but I had no back teeth for them to hold on.
Well, see, I mean, it's all gone. But I don't want to, you know, just shove them in there and let's fucking leave them in there, yeah? I'm hoping, because I'm a procrastinator, right? Hopefully, technology is a little bit better. I've seen some photos to give me hope on the Instagram and the Facebook. They be showing me ads all the time. Do you need dental implants? Motherfucker, you know I do. You seen the pictures. Stop it. Right? And it'd be like small though. But what it looks like in the pictures, it looks like a quarter inch. It looks like it comes out of your face.
Pokemon.
Yeah. You can taste it. But it looks like it comes a quarter inch out of your face. Versus where the old ones look like the screws used to come 2 inches out. The posts, whatever they're called. Dog, fuck that. I gotta get my whole jaw reconstructed. I'm gonna lose mad listeners when I fix my teeth. Because I will talk and sound like an asshole then. It's gonna burn me. I'm gonna have to go through speech therapy as a grown adult. Again, it's embarrassing. I had to do speech therapy. Just what you're hearing right now. This was the best they could do, bro. They got me here and said, this is where we part ways. This is as good an English as you're going to get, sir.
I whistle when I say my S's sometimes.
Oh, that would be... If I whistle when I say my S's, that'll be hilarious. I'll purposely...
You hear it sometimes, all right?
Yeah. You sound like the gopher from Winnie the Pooh. Yeah, I love that shit. That's very, it's funny in small doses, but it's super annoying when somebody does it all the time. Oh, shit. I hit it too hard. Yeah, I would be...
Did you cough yesterday and you shit yourself?
I coughed, yes, and I shit my pants. Well, I mean, I should say, I didn't even shit. It squirted out of me. Because that wasn't shit. That was, it was water, dude. Shit, like, bing, bing, just real quick. Ow. Nope. Wait a minute. Bro, what are these jerk-offs doing, man? Now the Raiders are just trying to push the ball out every fucking play. That's, you can't... They're going... So now you get pushed back. Wow. What happened to y'all?
They declined it, now they're punting it. Yes.
Raiders declined the penalty. I think it was on the Chargers. Right? No, never mind. I guess it wasn't. I thought the penalty was on the Chargers. Wait, hold up. I'm confused as to what the fuck is happening right now. Oh, yeah, no, they gave it up. All right, so the Chargers, that penalty wasn't the Chargers. The Raiders declined it, and then the Chargers turned it over on downs because they went for it on 4th-and-1 and didn't get it. Come on! There you go. I'd like to see the Raiders in the playoffs this year. That'd be fucking sick, dude. If the Jets can't go, I want another underdog in. That's my rule every year. I pick whoever, like, usually I find myself rooting for the Bengals in the playoffs because they get fucked every year, bro. And it's not because they're not good. Their guys wind up letting their temper get to their head and they fuck them every year, dude. It's like, the same way New Year's is in January, Thanksgiving's in November, Christmas is in December, and the Bengals get fucked in the playoffs every year, dude. It's wild. That should have been pass interference. You're not going to call that? That's wild. I know the Raiders are winning, but come on, dude. You still gotta call a call, bro. If you see something, say something. That's what they say. That man had that guy's underneath the part of his jersey hanging out like he was giving him a shoulder wedgie. Get the fuck out of here. That was nuts, dude. These referees are like, I don't see nothing. I'm not looking. If I don't see it, I can't say it. I love how when they throw the flag, they leave their arms up in the air like they're making a statement. Come on, look at this cat. It's like he just piggyback ride on that guy. Those are the halftime show guys. That dude right there in the suit, that's Richard Sherman. He used to play for the Seattle Seahawks. He was a part of the Legion of Boom, as they were called back in the day. He's a bad motherfucker on the field, but I mean, he's had some issues. Everybody's got some problems. I don't want to bring up no skeletons or whatever. Let's hope the guy changes fucking life around, put down the sauce, whatever it was he was on, and make his money on fucking camera. And that other cat next to him with the beard is Ryan Fitzpatrick. He used to be, he's what they call in the business a journeyman. He's been on a gang of teams just playing backup. So when they trade you from team to team just to fill a roster slot, they call you a journeyman. I picked up some of the lingo watching some of this stuff on TV. You know, I don't know everything. I know some things. Like enough to get me by in conversation until you start dropping names and then I'm fucked. I don't know who nobody is. Woo! Oh, that guy got rocked. I'm pretty sure that running back just ran right into that dude's leg.
Oh, shit.
And now look, now they get hit with a timeout because their guy is on the field. See, watch this right here. Oh, fuck. Shit. He, like, bent his whole neck. His head like that. Always a big fear. Fuck, dude. Why would you go that low, guy? Well, he's sitting up. That's a good... That's a good sign. That means he's pilled up right now. If you see a guy, I don't know this, but I'm going to borrow this from Bill Maher. I don't know this for a fact. I just know it's true. If you see a guy go into the blue medical tent to get checked out, and then he comes back out, dollars to donuts, that motherfucker's on drugs to get back out on the field. Because they don't want them to know that they're injured, because then some of these cats, their contracts say, if you don't pay, you don't play, motherfucker. You don't pay. You don't play. We don't pay, motherfucker. I couldn't get it out. Fuck you. Pay me. You want to get on the field? You know, fuck you. Pay me. That's some bullshit. I wonder what... Do you think... I'm going to have to look this up. I wonder if you work for the NFL, can you collect a disability check? If you get injured on the job, do you get, like, workman's comp? How does that shit work, bro? Because, like, your contract is for millions of dollars, right?
So I don't know how it works like that, with that.
Oh, can you imagine? That poor guy that got whacked to the sidelines the other day. Get the fuck out of here, dude. Wow. Yo, they're showing off now. That, look, they can't believe it. The Chargers cannot believe what is happening to them right now. 41-0. The Raiders have robbed Las Vegas, is what has just happened right now. They are cleaning bookies out, I promise you. Somebody has lost their house this evening, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to be in the streets with me. Talk about it. Yo, how is my mom going to tell me, like, well, if anything happens, you can always come here. Like, I can't go there. They got a strict policy that says you can't be there for more than 3 days. She said, no, it's not that much, but not that short. I'm like, why? Well, what is it then? It's 10 days. I said, but that's not better. That's like emergency time. Like, so that's 10 days, like, if I absolutely need it, I'll crash on your couch, which I'd rather fucking hang myself. No disrespect to my mother, but no, bro, I'm not down. And by the way, that fucking cat is on his last meth legs.
No.
Yeah.
Do you think he's gonna die soon?
When
you leave that cat to your mom? A little bit after that, didn't Jen got Stella, right?
Yeah.
So that means...
They're close in age.
So, yeah.
They were around the same age.
So, yeah, Stella might be, you know...
Oh, this guy?
Yeah.
He's not in good shape.
Why?
He's not in good shape. I'm assuming he's stressing out because he wants to go out. Here's the problem. You would say... People argue, keep the fucking cat in the house. Here's the problem, dude. This cat, allegedly, as the story goes, once upon a time, was born in a basement with a meth lab. Now, apparently, his mama, this is the story. I don't know. I never met the people that he came from. I have no idea. I'm just telling you what I heard. His mama was in there.
What?
She thought the dog got out. Is she out there? No fucking way. You ain't going nowhere, kid. You ain't going nowhere.
I don't like it.
Anyway, he came from a meth lab. The reason why I know this is because the bitch that handed him to me was telling me the story as she's handed him over. Here's how the story goes. I'm standing outside my apartment. I'm smoking a cigarette. And I'm fucking my ex from high school pulls up in a car. I don't know where the fuck she got it from. I don't ask questions. Me and her don't talk like that, right? So it'd be mighty odd that she would be coming to my house in the first place. Me and her ain't friends, yeah? So she pulls up in the front and she goes, "Hey, I got a cat. You want to see it?" I go, "All right." You know, whatever. I figure, you know, pet the cat, hand it back. She leaves. I go about my business. That's what I thought was going to happen. Nay, nay. What actually happened, she goes, "You want to see it? This cat was born in my friend's house, but, you know, there's a meth lab in there, so he's a little fucked up." And she hands him to me. And she's like, "You want to keep him?" I go, "No." She goes, like, "Oh, like, she don't even think she said anything. She just fucking peeled off, dude. And now she's out, and I got a fucking cat in my hands who is literally withdrawing off drugs. Swear to God. This motherfucker is shaking, foaming out of his fucking mouth. He's making all the noises, right? So I have to go alert Jen to what the fuck is happening here. And then, of course, fucking, what's her fucking name? Medicine Woman. I can't think of the goddamn, I can't think, there was a show. I don't remember. Anyway, she's carrying on like a fucking modern day witch doctor, this broad. So let me see this cat, we'll figure it out. We gotta fix him now. Now we gotta fix him. I don't fix him. I don't even want this motherfucker here. He don't belong to us. Bring him back to wherever fucking dungeon he came from, right? No. Now we gotta give him a bath. We gotta clean him up. Oh, try to figure out what drugs he's on so we can see if we have anything to give him to chill him out. It was a long, difficult, and nasty process, but the dude kicked the drugs. He hasn't used since. Good for him. 17 years he's been sober. I'm trying to give him some CBD, but the cocksucker's a little squirrely. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't want to. I'm about to give it to him myself, because this bitch needs to relax. It's either that, or I got news for you. I'm sticking that motherfucker in a cage, and me and you are going to smoke a joint, buddy, because you need to calm down. Now, back to the original point of what I was going to talk about. I walk in the house, and this motherfucker, meow, 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 already, right? He comes up out of the room. His face, completely normal. His face is completely normal, and he eyeballs me like, "What the fuck are you doing here?" I'm like, "What's your problem?" He jumps off the couch, and I notice his back leg, his hair is all fucked up. It's all fucked up. It looks like he got a fucked up haircut. He's walking around, half of his fur is all sticking up out of the air. The rest of it is just normal. And then he's just pacing around the house. Wow, 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 wow. That's all this motherfucker does.
Our neighbors don't complain about the cat.
I guess not. But that's all this guy does. And they're like, "Dude, he doesn't shut up." The motherfucker is stressing out. Because here's what happened. Now, you might be asking yourself, well, if you got handed this cat outside of your apartment, how the fuck did it end up at your mama's house? Well, here's the breakdown. This fucking guy. I don't like cats. I don't like cats. I'm a dog person. You know why? Because dogs are straightforward. It's either I'm growling at you or we're cool. That's it, right? There's only two. I'm going to lick you, I'm going to eat you. That's it. Cats are sketchy. One second they're cool, then they go on their back and it's like, "Rub my belly." You start rubbing, then they fucking attack you. Right? They're trying to be playful. Some of them, but they play to kill, dude. They don't fuck around. But anyway. So now we're stuck with this fucking guy. He's done withdrawing, because at the least we're stuck with him until that's over. Apparently, I've been informed. Because you have to understand now, this is completely out of my hands. Now that there's a living, breathing animal in my possession, it's no longer up to me whether, never mind the fact that we are not permitted to have animals in this apartment at fucking all. And if the guy that owns this place finds out that this cat is here, all three of us are going to be fucking homeless. And you already know, I gave her this speech, and a lot louder and more colorful. You know what she said? Oh well, like this is what's happening, guys.
This is what happened. You involved her, and now. Mm-hmm. Now
yeah, you can't ask me. You can't ask me to just look the other way. All right, man. But when we're fucking homeless,
you used to complain about that cat all the time.
When we're homeless,
I fucking try to shower him. He doesn't fucking chill the fuck out.
Bro, dude, I see on YouTube and Instagram all the time. There's cats that fucking dunk their... They take their paw and they turn the faucet on. And then they dunk their head under the water. And the person's got to yell at them. Get the fuck out of the sink. That shit costs money. Stella and this motherfucker don't like water. They don't want nothing to do with it. If you bring... Before you even go in the direction of the bathtub, it's like they sense it. It's like they know. You pick them up, and it's like...
If Stella ain't walking in the bathroom herself, she will not let you carry her.
She's funny, man, because she will go in there, and she just lays on the bathroom floor, and she stares at the bathtub like, fuck you, motherfucker. Fuck you, motherfucker. I don't like you, bro. But they bring me in here, and I'm going to die. I guess she thinks that, like, I must have shit in the box one too many times. They're going to drown me. I don't know why, but for some reason, she thinks when she goes in that bathroom, it's over. And this guy, too. So, this is where the end comes in. After a couple of weeks of having this fucking monstrosity of an animal, right? Help me give him a bath, right? Okay, that should be easy. Because he's very difficult to handle, she says to me. I go, my ignorant mind. It's a fucking kitten. How hard could it possibly be to hold this little thing still and give it a fucking bath, right? So I go in the bathroom. And I'll tell you how hard it is. It's like you're trying to drown the fucking thing, even though you're not, because it thinks that you are. So I'm holding this guy basically in the water, but like his paws are not even touching the fucking bathtub, because this jerk off doesn't realize if he just stands there's not enough water for you to drown, you dumb fuck, you're too tall. But this asshole doesn't want to touch the bottom for some reason, because he thinks like it's gonna be like never ending. It's not gonna stop, the water just doesn't end, like we don't know how to turn it off. I don't understand what this guy's deal is. But either way, I'm trying to hold him so that she can scrub him down and give him a bath. And he has decided that today is the day that he is done with this shit. And he is not having it. So he decides that he's going to flip the front of his body around and grab a hold of my upper arm right here, like where my elbow is. And he's going to try to cut my fucking whole wrist open. He literally took his nails and dragged them bitches down the whole vein in my motherfucking arm. And I looked at her and I said, I'm gonna drown this fucking cat. Move out of the way. I'm gonna drown this motherfucking drug addict cat piece of shit in the fucking tub right now. And she, get out of the fucking bathroom. Forget it. Forget it. I'll never ask you to help me again. I'll do it my fucking self. Right? So then my mom calls me and she's like, you know, what the fuck is your problem? And I'm like, this stupid fucking drug addict cat and this and that and the other thing. And I break down the whole story for her. And I'm like, I'm going to kill this fucking thing. I want it out of my house. I'm done. I've had it. We're not even allowed to have fucking animals. I swear to God, I'd send it to the fucking pound and kill it. I don't care. And I know that sounds awful, but until you've dealt with an asshole animal, you I'm trying to help. I feed you, motherfucker. I go to the store and buy the food that you eat to survive. I clean the box that you shit in, fuckface. Do you understand that? And you're going to attack me? Now you can go fuck yourself. Now you can go fuck yourself. How about that? If I walked out in the street and punched some guy in the fucking face, you know what they do to me? They arrest me and put me in fucking jail. Bring him to the pound. Maybe that's where he needs to go so he can reflect on his decision making and how he ended up in this position. Man, I get fired up. So, long story short, kind of. My mom is like, don't send him to death row. I'll take him. Like, you can't, you couldn't. All right, you know what?
She's had him this whole time, so.
You want the motherfucker. You want the problem. You can have him. So I give him to her. And credit to her. She's had him for fucking 17 years. She's had this cat. And he's alive and kicking. No, not 17. 16, maybe. 16 years she's had him. But he's a mess. Because when she was living in the gate, there was a, you have the front door, it's a three, it was a three-story building. And in the back of the building, they had back doors where there was like a stairs. So it was supposed to be a fire escape, but they decided to put stairs there instead. So there's the back door, small deck, and they had the door open because the fucking ventilation in that place blows. With an AC unit in the one bedroom, it's still hot as fuck in that house. And I know because I used to sleep on the fucking floor. But we won't talk about that. In the living room with no AC.
I don't know how we survived.
Dude.
How'd we survive?
We spent a lot of time outside.
Yeah.
That's how we survived. And cold water from the fucking shower.
Yep.
And the cool breeze from the kitchen when we were smoking our fucking weed. That's how we survived.
I will survive.
We melted a fucking bong.
Yep.
That's how much weed we used to smoke.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, we've chilled out in our old age a little bit. We slowed down a little bit. That's some real heady shit to do. But in our defense, there was three of us.
What about the one time she called you and said, oh, he got out? And you were like, good, let him stay out. Oh, no, I'll go get him.
Well, yeah, well, that was my point that I was getting at before I got sidetracked, like I always do. They had the door open in the summertime, and this dopey asshole hadn't been clipped yet because they didn't listen to me and take him when they should have got him to get his fucking balls chopped because they were going to drop. You got to... You have to time that shit perfectly. And fuck the asshole that I took Stella to. I'll get to that story in a second. But this cat, his balls dropped. And he decided, I'm hitting the alley. I'm out of here.
I gotta go.
He split.
I gotta go fuck anything.
Anything that, yo. It's, and there's a lot of tail moving around in the gate.
Yep.
There's a lot of strays out in the gate. So, you know, he's got the pick of the litter out here, this guy. He'd have hit the fucking lottery. there's single women everywhere. It's crazy. So he got out and obviously does whatever a cat does, right? Who knows how far he went, who he met, how many kids he fathered. I have no idea. So, you know, there could be Mediterranean kittens running around in the gate. Who knows? But the point is, she went out and got him. I think maybe Guy let him out on purpose, probably. And then she went and got him because she feels bad, like, you know. But, so.
I told him I'd take the cat.
And yeah. This. And then every time he gets out.
You were like, oh, I don't give a shit. And then now she feels really bad that nobody gives a shit about this cat.
Yeah, because she's like, oh, he got out. Like, you know, I hope you're not mad at me. I'm like, Maddie, fuck that drug addict cat, bro. He's an asshole. I tried to help him, and look what he did to me. No, bro. Fuck you. You want to bite and scratch me, you piece of shit. You stayed in my... I risked my fucking house for you. Fuck her. Fuck what she says. Do you kiss her ass, and it's fuck me? I don't think so, guy. I don't fucking think so. That shit ain't gonna fly around here. It's not gonna happen. Fuck that dude. But to the point about the vet that Stella went to, when we got her fixed... We brought her back to the vet, which, by the way, getting her fixed was the worst chop job I've ever seen in my fucking life. This poor girl has not been able to live the life that she should have lived because these doctors butchered her. If there was plastic surgery for cats, I would have brought this lady in here because she got cow udders.
I love her cow udders.
She got cow udders. They gave this bitch, gave this bitch titties like she had 20 fucking litters, bro. She looks like she's been blown out from pregnancies, don't she? This poor woman. We brought her in there and they chopped that poor girl up, dude. They cut her like this, and like this. They gave three lines, dude, down her. So they took her whole ovaries out, bro. That was before, I guess, whatever. I don't know. Maybe we took her to the wrong guy. You know, whatever. But, you know, they chopped her up bad. And then when they brought her out after the surgery, that was the fucking best. When after they do the surgery, first the nurse comes out and she goes, is your cat aggressive? Is that aggressive? No. Well, like, but she does, like, she's very playful. And she could be rough when she plays with you. And she's like, I mean, if playful is what you want to call it, but I think this fucking animal is vicious. And she leaves, she comes back. I swear to God, dude, she just got stitches in her fucking stomach. And the woman that brings her out has hawk gloves on. And she's carrying her, like, in front of her, like, far enough away so she can't touch her. She's like, here. Take your cat. We can't. They can't handle her. What are you doing to these people? We're going to find out later. They're like, she, you know how she drops on her back and then she likes when you scratch her neck and her chest. And then she'll take her paws
and then she'll be
and she jacks the shit out of you. She grabs you and then she jacks you like a rabbit, dude. It's real quick. Like, it's hard to explain. You have to see her do it. But they thought that she was attacking them. Like, bro, she doesn't attack anything but mice. That's all that she, and dogs. She does not like dogs at all. Except for Samura. That was the only dog that she ever accepted. But, you know, it's funny. When she was a kitten, Samura was afraid of her because she was so tiny. And then she grew up like halfway. And then her and Samura had this, like, year or two period where they were, like, great together. But because Samura's older, then she started losing her vision, getting older. Stella got bigger. Now her and Samura are basically the same size. And now the dog is scared of her because she's so big. And I feel so bad because the cat is always walking over to her, rubbing up against her and shit. And this cat does not like dogs at fucking all, bro. She's batted her share.
Yes, she has.
She is not about it. And it doesn't matter what size they are. She's a big-ass dog, just whop right in your face. Don't fucking try to intimidate me, buddy. I'm not having it. Don't sniff me. I didn't give you permission to do all of that. She got an attitude problem. She really does. But she's...
And a food addiction.
She does have a food addiction. Her strange addiction is food. She needs to chill out with her big ass.
Is in full swing. Yeah,
she
there.
Really is.
She is in full fucking swing.
Woof, bro. That's embarrassing how full big that cat is, dog.
Seymour is getting fed.
Yo. Yeah, I don't understand why you're talking about you need money from me for food. She looks like she ate. You sure she ain't eat? Jesus, bro. I think she's doing fine. That cat's eating better than I am, this fat motherfucker over here.
Yeah, because Jeff's feeding her syrup and pancakes and shit.
I still got a hacky sack in my bag that I fucking want to give to her. But I wanted to give that to her personally so she knows where the fuck it came from. And I brought this thing up to the mountains with me. It got kicked around in New Hampshire. It hit the dirt. It's seen some shit. So now it's prepared and ready to go. It's got the smells locked in there. So when she gets this, it's going to smell like West Virginia, New Hampshire, and Jersey. That's fucking awesome, dude. How? Come on, man. How cool of a cat daddy am I, bro? I get you a hacky sack and it's going to smell like two places you'll never go in your life? Get the fuck out of here. Stop it. That's the shit. Yeah. But she's the only cat that I like. She's the only one. But that's because she's not normal. She's not a regular cat.
No, she thinks she's a dog.
She thinks she's a dog, but this bitch is different. But that's because she came up around dogs. So she thinks she's a dog.
Whistle, she comes.
Yeah, that's, she doesn't, yeah, yeah, yeah. You whistle or you snap. You. That's how, with the same way you train a dog, that's how that cat knows.
Sit your ass on that fucking other mat.
Yep. You sit and you wait, motherfucker. Don't be rushing me to give you food. You know you eat in this house. Stop playing like we starve you. Her and the fucking dog, this one over here, act like they never ate a day in their life when you grabbed their food bowl. You motherfuckers be starving me up in here. How could you leave me like this? And bitch, I just fed you a couple hours ago. And then every time you eat, all up in the business, what you got? You better let me have some. You know that shit be smelling good. Come on, man. Hook me up, dude. And I feel like, hey, you don't even know what your role is. Do you understand the reason why human beings even hang out with y'all? Is because your job is to hunt down the mice and the rats. That's how you survive. You eat the rats and the mice, dude. And then we hook you up with table scraps as like an appreciation for your job for killing those fucking slime balls. That's our, you know, that's our envelope to you, is we hook you up with some table scraps. Wow. Here we go. That's a $7,000 ball he just handed to that child right there. Devontae Adams, $7,000. And the fucking Raiders, 48 to nothing. Still nothing. Not nothing. Zero. That's rough business, dude. Dude, this is crazy. The quarterback just threw it to Adams, and Adams threw it to the guy in the fucking end zone, bro. Now you're just showing off.
Ping, ping.
In the Pine Barrens. So, yeah. Anyway, I didn't even bring up the whole reason why I said fuck that lady. That's not the surgeon. That was a guy, and he was a butcher. You know, that motherfucker was probably a psychopath, just like to carve animals up, sick motherfucker. You know, put that guy in a taxidermy class and shut that down, you know? But point is, after we got her, or before we got her clipped up, we had to go bring her to get shots done. And this lady was all creepy about it. Like, you know, this cat have her shots yet? Well, she had rabies shot and then whatever other shots they get when they're really small so that, you know, they don't die from whatever diseases or whatever. And she's like, yeah, but did she get this and this shot? And she named, like, things that sounded like chemicals. You know, I've never heard of this in my life. I know hundreds of people that own cats. I never heard of a single one of these fucking shots ever. And she's like, oh, well, has she gone through heat yet? Because you can't fix her until she goes through heat, which I never heard that either. But I was like, no, she hasn't, I don't think. And she was like, oh, you would definitely know if she went through heat or not. Okay, so she's like, all right, I'm going to give her shots. And she gives her the one, and then she's like, she's all sneaky about it. She pulls another one out, and she's like, oh, and this one too, and juices her up, right? We bring this poor motherfucker home, and then she's in the bedroom. Swear to God, bro. Like this, with her ass in the air, just, ow, and she can't just moving it. Back and forth, and she's
the girls' cats are upstairs, so...
She's staring at us like, bro, help me. Help me. She looks like me in fucking elementary school with a boner. Like, what am I supposed to do with this? Why is this happening? Not now. They're trying to talk to me. Oh, call somebody else. Call somebody else. You know, oh, man. It was the fucking worst, bro. We were trying to figure, like, what do we do? We were asking everybody, like, and they're like, dude, you just have to, she either has to get laid, which you don't want because you're trying to fix her, or you gotta just wait it out, bro.
Wait it out, baby.
that was rough, dude. I wish I would have known about CBD then, because I would have dosed this bitch. I would have... Please. I would have got her higher than the Empire State Building, bro. Would have banged that poor woman up, but no. That was rough. But after that, we got her fixed, and she don't have to deal with that shit no more. But we used to let her out when we lived in Bayville, because she wouldn't... We lived on a dead-end dirt road. So literally, we let her out on the porch because it was boxed up, screened in. Yeah, and then we used chicken wire to reinforce it on the inside because fucking raccoons were getting in, dude. We would put food out during the day while we were sitting outside when it was nice so the cat could eat and drink and watch the birds, because this psychopath was standing guard for the fucking squirrels that were trying to get into the house, which there she was at least earning her keep. And finally, the Chargers want to show up. All right, now it's, at least it's not a shutout. It's 6-49 in the third quarter with 10 minutes and 27 seconds to go. I highly doubt they will come back, but if they do come back, they would have to score like immediately.
Every time. Which, from now until like the end of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, which I don't see that happening.
I don't know.
But crazier things have happened. Miracles. New England, Atlanta. Goddamn filthy fucking birds.
Giants last week against the fucking...
Yeah, who is this? Tommy Cutlets and his fucking mobster agent. Gonna make you an offer you can't refuse. If you don't let my guy throw this ball, I'm gonna break your fucking skull. Stop making him hand it over. Let him throw the fucking thing. Let's see what the guy can do. Right? Don't make me put a horse head in your bed, motherfucker. Whatever they say. Leave the pigskin, take the cannolis, you know? Derek Carr signed a contract for 9 years with the Raiders. That's fucking wild.
It's a long time.
Yeah, it is.
Well, look how long Aaron Rodgers was with Green Bay.
Well, yeah, he was there for a long time, right? He was behind Favre, wasn't he?
His whole career, I think.
Yeah, shit, I think so. I don't know where he came from, but I know he was behind Favre for a minute. And I remember when he first came out, they were like, oh, is he going to be able to do it? That's big shoes to fill. But, you know, he did all right, I think. I'm excited to see what he's going to do in New York with young receivers, you know, and this guy has football knowledge. He's been around for a long time. If there is somebody that can do it.
Who's this guy?
I don't know. That might be the owner. Oh, shit. Look at this. First round pick since 2016. Out of the NFL. Like, a lot of... Dude, the Jets, too. Every fucking draft has been a dud, son. The fact that Tom Brady... was who he is, but look, he wasn't picked like number one overall or nothing like that. He was riding the bench behind fucking Bledsoe. The fuck out of here. That was back when Flacco was young. That motherfucker's my age. And people refer to him as an old man. Yo, if you watch the NFL and you're over 35, welcome to the Elder League, gentlemen. Because everybody talks about you like you're halfway to your grave already. I can see a banana peel in the horizon. It's fucking wild, dude. And real quick, let me sew up this episode with this. Today, this is a true story. I had to steal my bus ticket back from Mexican baby. That's not made up. Every time I leave the house, I come back with a fucking story. Today is no different. So, I'm at the bus terminal, right? And I'm in the middle of the process of getting the bus ticket.
A little bambino for a fucking bus.
I'm in the middle of, like, I'm literally, I've already picked the destination where I have to go. I've clicked checkout. I put my money in the fucking machine. Now I'm just waiting for my change and the ticket to come out. The bus pulls up while this is happening. So while the ticket, hold up. This message will self-destruct. That is an alarm to tell me that I got 5 minutes to wrap this shit up because the show is about to be over. So anyway, I'm halfway through the process. I'm literally waiting for my ticket and my change to be spit out of this machine. So the bus pulls up. People are getting on it. So, like, there's a guy getting on right before me, right? So I run out real quick because there's nobody inside by the ticket machines. So I run out to the bus and I poke my head in to try to say to the dude, like, yo, hold on a second, let me grab my ticket and then I'll, you know, jump on real fast. But the guy in front of me is asking 100 fucking questions and in this you need this receipt to do this thing and that thing and tell your mother I said hello and, you know, whatever the fuck they were talking about, right? So, finally, the asshole in front of me goes to walk and find his seat. Like, how many questions you gotta ask to take the fucking term, the transit, jerk off, right? So then the bus driver looks at me and he's like, "What? Like already? You got an attitude for what? You were nice to this fucking guy 2 seconds ago. What's your problem with me, right?" I'm like, "Dude, can you hold on a second? I gotta grab my ticket out of the machine. It's already printed." And as I'm in the middle of saying this, he goes, "Hey, whoa, 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 whoa. Listen to me. Listen to me." He points to his ear like I'm a fucking child. And he goes, "I gotta leave right now." And he closes the doors and he backs up. So I go back in the thing, and I go to grab my change and my bus ticket, because there was nobody in here a second ago. Well, unbeknownst to me, there was a fucking Mexican broad in her 20s, maybe, with about maybe a 2-year-old. And this 2-year-old has decided that the money sticking out of the machine and the ticket inside the machine belongs to her now. Right? So I walk over to the machine to go get it. As I'm walking over, the little girl grabs the ticket out of the machine. So I go over, I grab the dollar that's hanging out, because that's mine. I know that. And that's my ticket she's got in her fucking hand. So I look at the mom. She looks at me. I'm thinking she's going to reach over, grab the ticket out of this little girl's hand and hand it to me. Instead, no. She walks behind the little girl, puts her hands on the girl's shoulders, and just stands there. So now this little girl is standing here looking at me, holding my bus ticket and showing me. Like, this is mine now. So I was just like, "Oh, well, if you're not going to handle this, I am." Reach over, grab it out of her little fingers, and go out the door. Because I can't stand in there now. You can't just rob a child and stand there and grill her like Debo and Friday. That's not going to work. So I went outside and smoked a bowl like a fucking boss. That's what I did. And had to wait an hour in the fucking cold for the next bus to come. But, you know, whatever. Sometimes you gotta rob a Mexican baby and you smoke a bowl outside like a gangster, you know? What can you do? It's a rough life. Listen, kid shouldn't have crossed my path. That was my bus ticket. She knows it. Well, she didn't know before. She knows now. That is ridiculous. Wow. But I mean, I feel kind of bad, but that's whack. That's your mom's fault, dude. It was her responsibility to intercept that transaction so it didn't have to be awkward for you. Now you've just been robbed by a white devil. Oh man, I don't know if that memory is gonna stick, but that's gonna be pretty funny if later on in life she's gonna be like, "Why'd that dude take that ticket from me?" And where'd he go? How come nobody did nothing? Security guard just standing there looking at me like, did you just rob that child? I ain't sticking around for you to ask me questions. I'm out. You go ahead and eat your lunch, ma'am. I'm out of here. Fuck that shit. So you know what the best part is? Karma got that bus driver anyway, because there was a dude standing outside talking to some guy sitting in a van, and there wasn't enough room for the bus to fucking move, so he had to sit there for an extra 5 minutes while the guy standing in the street was like, just go around me, and he wouldn't do it until the guy moved out of the way. So your big rush that you needed to get out right then and there, fuck you. You had to wait anyway, and now you're late. Go fuck yourself.